This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Unfinished business, ordinance 1422, second reading. An ordinance amending sections 27 through 25 of the Code of the Town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to monthly water usage fees. Nothing has changed since the last meeting a week ago. Can I get a motion to approve ordinance 1422 on the second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Ordinance 1422 passes on the second reading. New business, DW272 loan agreement. I bet y'all are wondering what that is, aren't you? DW272, the purpose of this agreement is to set forth the terms and conditions governing a drinking water state revolving fund loan awarded by the Board of in the amount of $600,000 at 0 cents for the water tank repair project. Again, Council, just a reminder, this is at a, do you believe, a 0.75%?
0.05, wasn't it?
0.75. 0.75%.
Okay, I thought I read it wrong. I must have read it wrong.
Annual and then up to a 48.08% loan forgiveness if we follow all the rules. Just a reminder to the public, this is for the water tank repair. Which water tank is that one again? That's the one out
at the water treatment plant.
At the water treatment plant. Okay. Can I get a motion to enter into the agreement with the State Land Investment Board?
Forward. I would move that.
I would second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor will sign it, and I sign it, and it goes back to the governor's office for his signature. Ordinance 1423 on a first reading, an ordinance amending Chapter 5 of the Code of the Town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to building codes. That's this big honking pile of paper right here. If you're a contractor, I would strongly recommend making sure you get a copy of this. Not a whole lot of changes, is that correct, Mr. Kirby?
Not a lot of changes.
But enough that you're going to want to know what it is.
Is to bring the code up to 2024 International Building Code.
I guess basically for the public, we're currently on 2018 building codes we've adopted with the City of Buffalo. The 3-year code cycle, we skipped the 21 and are adopting the 24 codes. So we will be current on code.
Jackie gets a raise once we publish this in the paper. Can I get a motion to approve ordinance 1423 on a first reading?
I would so move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Here's something kind of fun and exciting. Bid results for the Buffalo Business Park. Mr. Silver and Eagle, can you fill us in on that?
Oh my soul. Good evening, Mayor and Council. So we bid out a little project to do some dirt work out at the Buffalo Business Park. We had five bidders. Average bid was around $75,000. High bid was $91,000, and the low bid came in at $24,448.77 to WIDAC Services. And we spoke with them about that bid, and they're comfortable with it. So I guess we're safe to move forward with awarding it.
Is that your recommendation?
I recommend we move forward.
And when could they start?
You know, I think it's kind of weather permitting.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we're looking at on that. I mean, but to be done before, to be done in this fiscal year.
Yeah. Now, what funds is this?
We put money aside for this.
You did?
Yep. We budgeted money to do this.
This year?
For this year, to be done in this fiscal year.
Done by the end of June.
Yep.
And it'll take, what, 2 or 3 weeks to get all the paperwork before they give those.
Yeah, weather cooperating and all
that. Probably first of May, they can start sometime for the permit.
No sense in slogging in the mud, but yeah.
There's nobody out there, is there?
No. No, we're just knocking down. There's a lot of ungraded piles and highs and lows, and we're just moving around what's there to make it, I guess, more appealing to the eye and easier to maintain and mow.
There's some old concrete structures.
Yep.
Garbage gets hauled off.
That's good to take it out.
Beautification, basically, that wasn't done in the original project. We ran short on funding.
Ran short on funding.
And it was constructed.
Can I get a motion to accept the bid result for WIODAC in the amount of $24,448?
I so moved.
So I'll second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we'll move forward with that. Mayor's appointments. These three folks are to the Buffalo Charitable Foundation. They're all reappointments. Can I get a motion to reappoint John Camino to the Buffalo Charitable Foundation for a 3-year term, Steve Ryman to the Buffalo Charitable Foundation for a 3-year term, and myself as the mayor to the Buffalo Charitable Foundation for a 3-year term?
I would move we approve all three of these.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? But no new business. On to reports. Mr. Kirby.
Mayor and Council, I have no report other than I did amend the contract for the green waste disposal with Bald Mountain. Send it to Julie. I guess we'll do it next meeting.
Mr. AC is spending some time with his kids on spring break. Chief Bissett.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So we wrapped up the month of March with 2,511 calls into our 911 center in contacts with our dispatch center. Out of those, we had 553 incidents that our officers responded to. We do have several active investigations right now that hopefully I can fill you guys in the next couple weeks once those investigations are complete, as well as we had a busy month with our child protection team. So lots of calls, lots of investigations, just things I can't get into right now. With the downtown construction, we are continuing our extra patrols, especially at night. Our midnight officers have been doing some extra foot patrol downtown and being visible just because of the way that the streets are. And, you know, we don't want to see anything happen there. On a happy note, we did have a junior from the high school approach one of the officers and ask if we could help out with a fundraiser. So on April 18th from 6 to 10 at the bowling alley, there's a bowl against the blue. So anybody wants to come out and bowl against any cops and, you know, try to win some money back from tickets or something. No, I'm just kidding. Winners will receive donuts. I think that's a little cut on us too, but I'm willing. But there's going to be a couple officers donating their time to go out there and bowl, and most of all the proceeds there will go towards the prom for the high school. So the juniors are responsible for the fundraising for the senior class, and so one of the juniors, he was actually a daughter of an officer, came to and said, hey, we have this idea. So yeah, so April 18th, 6 to 10, if anybody wants to come out and bowl, or if their kids want to come out and bowl against the cops, we'd be glad to see it. And it's always fun to be a part of something like that for the community. So with that, I'd love to answer any questions you might have. Mary, you going to come bowling?
Me?
Yeah, I heard you're like a 250 average or something.
I could beat Fred Flintstone any day.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Kevin.
I have no report. Happy answering any questions.
Any good news?
I have nothing. That's construction season. They are going to switch traffic and forth tomorrow, so everybody can drive on the other side of the road tomorrow.
Sounds.
And with that being said, too, also that the chunk of concrete in front of the oxygen, or this asphalt in front of the oxygen, is going to get replaced with concrete. So it will be a little congested out there when they do that.
Will that extend up here in front of City Hall?
No, just the asphalt part.
Just the asphalt part
down there. Yeah, it'll tie right into our concrete.
Okay, I guess we are asphalt.
Yes.
Okay.
The utilities, the mains and stuff like that, that's more or less on the east side, isn't it, or am I wrong?
So the service work that they've been doing is predominantly been on the east side to this point. No, everything on the west side they board. They're going to switch traffic control tomorrow, and they have a couple more services that they'll do on the west side, kind of south. And then that, for as far as the utility work downtown, will complete that portion of it.
Okay.
So the road should, then they'll move on into other phases of concrete and stuff like that. So you see a lot of sidewalk activity, concrete wise, and stuff coming up.
And still some road closures and things like that while they're doing bulb outs and things of that nature. But
they look good. Yep. Check them out.
There's another update on Thursday night, is that right?
Correct.
Yes. Not night, 5 o'clock.
Five to 6.
At right during supper. Yeah.
For some of us, that's the middle of the night.
Yes. Okay.
Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments. Oral or written comments. Hearing none. Announcements. City County meeting, April 15th, 7 a.m. City Hall. I do believe it's the county's turn, am I correct?
Yeah.
City Council meetings, April 15th at 5 p.m. City Hall. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, and the chair is here with us tonight. That will be April 22nd. At 1 p.m. here at City Hall. YDOT Main Street meeting, April 3rd at 5 p.m. Johnson County Fire Hall.
Yep.
Budget meetings, April 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and May 1st at 7 a.m. here at City Hall. Council, can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
I second that.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Council, do you have anything else to bring before us?
Not this time.
Oh, sounds like something's brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing nothing else before the council, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
72 yes.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.